Well, good morning, everyone. I mean, you can only begin so many messages under his ministry and not be able to copy that. And concluding with, thank you for your kind attention. Just before I start to give my testimony, and I have limited time, we have recognized Bible Doctrines and Joel and Susan McGarvey. I'd like to recognize Things to Come Mission. There are a number here, and I would like you to stand as well. First of all, Ben Anderson, son of Vernon Anderson, now with the Lord, and his wife Joyce. Ben is the executive director of Things to Come Mission. Then I'd like to introduce, stay standing, no chance of sitting down, Tim Heath. Tim Heath is now the development coordinator of Things to Come Mission, and his wife Judy recently returned from as missionaries from Malaysia, and we're glad to have them here. And then Julia Lyles from England, a missionary candidate recently accepted, traveling on deputation, and she'll be going to join the team in Cambodia. So we thank you all for coming this day. An honor to have you. I come today as a retired, hopefully, employee of the Berean Bible Society. I would like to give you a sense of the need and the ministry of those who volunteer and are employees of BBS. Working as the business manager, I help Pastor Sadler and the ministry in five ways. Keep the financial and business areas accountable and accurate to God and our donors. In everything, keeping God's reputation at BBS strong and increasing in the community. Do all I could to make each dollar do the work of two or three or more. Give the BBS board and Pastor Sadler the confidence that all was honestly completed. And leave a sense of peace and rest so Pastor Sadler and the employees could do their work. It was a fantastic place to work. BBS began with a vision, a man, Pastor Stan, called of God, and it grew with God's direction and blessing into a ministry worldwide. BBS was not content to only speak about the Word of God rightly divided. It gave birth to many things. A Bible teaching ministry, a Bible conference speaker and Bible college spiritual speaker, a Bible study magazine, local and now worldwide, the Berean Searchlight, a radio program that was carried throughout the U.S. and beyond, and a newspaper ministry with 2 minutes to the Bible that went to over 700 newspapers, a publishing house of Bible study helps, books, tapes, cassettes, videos, and a very, very active website, a Bible Institute, Berean Bible Institute, a defender of dispensational truth by apologetics in written and in debate form, a strong stand against false teaching and cults infesting the U.S. and the world, a clear, strong doctrinal statement, books, tracts, and pamphlets covering single subjects, and others that explain in a timeline God's plan for the future. Oh yes, God has done much alone. And God has used men and women serving Him alone to do great things. BBS did not start out as a great ministry. It started out of need and prayer. God, the great Creator, created this world and all things by Himself. Then He started this creation by creating man to care for it and gave him responsibility to care for it. And that was for God. To name all things and subdue the creation. Here's where the business manager fits in. If you read there, there was fine gold in one land next to one river, along with special precious gems, offerings, money. We did not start in a cave. God blessed us from the very start. There was intelligence. There was responsibility. There was a flow. And there was accountability. Adam needed a helper, though. And God created a woman to fill that need. So, too, BBS has both men and women working side by side to handle all the work that keeps BBS moving forward to spread the Word of God in light of the Pauline doctrine. First, volunteers were enlisted to help BBS begin its ministry. Their number grew, and God brought these faithful servants to BBS to help fill the need, and they felt called to do that work for the Lord, to free the BBS leaders, to minister, write, speak, and especially greet those coming to trust Christ as their Savior, and then to help them understand how they can enjoy and understand the Bible rightly divided. As BBS grew in ministry and size, what did it take for the new employees and volunteers to follow the Lord, to supply the need of grace literature to thousands of hungry minds and souls? It just took saying yes to God and stepping forward to want to make a difference in this world for Jesus Christ. Saying yes, I will work at BBS to bring the gospel to the lost and literature that helps the Bible student. Those students need to see the timeline that God has, how it has changed. For today and tomorrow, yesterday I was washing my car and two Jehovah Witnesses came up. And I could tell right away that they were that. First, isn't it interesting? I knew they were by their dress. Gracious. Professional. And we had a long chat. And I won't go into all of it. But I was surprised. They said, well, we're not going to heaven. We're going to the new heavens and earth. And when I asked them, how do they know they're saved? There's just different things. I had so many things to step off on. I can't continue here, but it was just interesting. And they, as they walked away, they were talking, that's a giant. Saying yes, though, is important. I will work at BBS to bring the gospel to the lost. Literature that helps the Bible students see the timeline, and God has for that in the future, to give them hope that they can be saved today. And that's what I left with those ladies. There's no unpardonable sin. And that the terms of salvation today are believe. Salvation is full and free. They felt they could lose their salvation. How do you live in that? I said to them, so you say you can sin, but you need to repent. What if you die before you can repent? Free at last. Free at last when you know the truth. In 2002, I was corporation manager of technical products in West Bend. All was good. Then I read the Berean Searchite, as I usually do, and I saw a help wanted ad in there for a receptionist. I talked to my wife. Always good to keep your wife on the same page because she actually keeps you on the right page. And especially if you want to make a move that was paying more money to something that's going to pay a lot less. I sent a letter to BBS and my resume. After some people in BBS warmed up to the idea of a man as receptionist, hello there, what do you want? And answering the phone, I was hired. I loved it. Think, my job is to talk to saved and unsaved people and I get paid to do it. This kind of drop in pay and going from manufacturing job into job ministry happened in 1969 the first time. I went from being an estimator at Milwaukee Gear at $135 a week. That was a lot of money. My starting wage was $1.92 an hour, and I was earning more than the machinist. Well, that lowered to $75 a week working as business manager at Youth for Christ, now VCY America. Back to BBS. In a year or so, I became the business manager at BBS. What didn't I do? All who work at BBS have a job description and title. But in the job description, it includes, and whatever else needs to be done. It is easy to do that when you're working for the Lord. Think what can be done for Christ if it doesn't matter who gets the credit. Why do we do it? It is easy as a servant of Jesus Christ. God is our one true God. He's my boss. He is our boss. He called us. We'll do anything for his reputation and making sure we give him the glory. I'm a duty-saved guy. I should and will do what is needed. In work, in witnessing, in judgment, in timeliness, in biblical ethics, being accountable as well as responsible, with a servant's humble attitude and response. It is a humbling and spiritual satisfying job to be a volunteer or an employee for our time at BBS. For the employees, it's a powerful feeling of knowing you are following God in your work every day, and that you are making a difference in lost souls and those needing direction on how to find study and do it in the Word of God rightly divided. Unblinding the hearts of the lost, their eyes, their mind, who were unable to see those scriptures written to them before that. I'd like to close with one portion of scripture, Romans 12. Starting at verse 1, I beseech you, brethren, therefore, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith.